Sirusin la yotzev. You read Sirusin, then you're not yotzev. So Rashi says Sirusin is the mafreya. If you turn the psukim around, read it like backwards, take the end words and then read the front words backwards, you're not yotzev. Rabbi Moina Oimeh Mishum Rabbi Yehuda. Af b'sirugin. Even when you read it in intervals, if you wait in between, it depends. Im shoh kedei ligmar es kula. If you waited in between the amount of time that it would take you to finish reading the whole Megillah, the lachmis chayz l'roish. You have to start over again. Let's say it takes you 25 minutes to read the Megillah, and you read one perek, and then you took a 25 minute break, even though you didn't talk in between, still the lachmis chayz l'roish. You have to start over again. That was Rabbi Yehuda's halacha. Omar Rabbi Yosef said, halacha k'Rabbi Mona, that's not going to look like that. Like Rabbi Mona says, Shoma Mishum Rabbi Yehuda, that if you take a break, as long as it would take you to finish the whole Megillah, you have to be chayza, start over again. Omar Leia Bayel Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef, that's Rabbi Yosef, what does it mean? K'dei ligmar es kulo me'eche dekoy l'seifa? Does it mean, let's say you already read five prokin, and you only have the rest of the Megillah left. Does it mean how long it would take you to read the rest of the Megillah? Or Duma, maybe no. It means Meresh L'Seifah. The interval has to be as long as it would take you to read the whole Megillah from the beginning until the end. Like, how long does the interval have to be to say it's possible? Omele, he answered back, Avadai meant to say, Meresh L'Seifah. You have to wait the 25 minute break. If you wait 25 minutes, the amount of time that would take you to read the Megillah from the beginning until the end, then talking not Yaitza, it's called Hefsik, you're not Yaitza. The M. Cain, he said, you know what, the reason why? Nostata the Varechel Ishirim. Was if you're going to tell me it depends where you're holding, and just the amount of psukim or prokim you have left, that time, so that's called different shirim, means everybody's going to have a different shir, how long of a Hefsik you have to have. And that's not right. The Rabbanim always make one shear how long the hefsek is. So there's one shear. The shear is how long it takes you to read the Megillah from the beginning until the end. As long as it takes you, if you had an interval, one interval, that long, then you're not yotzei to the Megillah, you have to start over again. Omer Rabbi Abba, Omer Rabbi Yirmiyah, Bar Abba. Omer Rav, Halacha K'Rabbi Moina. With like a pastel like Rabbi Moina, like we had before, that if you have this big interval in between, is la yotze, you have to read the Megillah over again. Who Shmuel Amar Shmuel said, no, ain halacha Rabbi Moina. We don't pastel like Rabbi Moina. Because even if you have this big interval in between, still you yotze the mitzvah. You don't have to be afraid for the hefsek. The surah mas nochi. This is the way they learned halacha in surah. This was the machlokes, Rabbi Abba, Amar Rav, and Shmuel. The Pompadisa Mas Nuhochi. This is the way to learn the Pompadisa. That Omar Rav Kano, Omar Rav. Halacha K'Rabbi Moina. That's where Rav Kano Rav said, Halacha K'Rabbi Moina. That if you have this big interval in between, it's La Yotza. O Shmuel Amar Shmuel said, Ain Halacha K'Rabbi Moina. We don't hold like Rabbi Moina. So what's the difference? First was Amr of Abba, it's Amr of Yirmiyah, the first one was. It was Amr of Abba, Amr of Yirmiyah. And here with Gerus, now Amr of Kana. A little different gears, a different man, the Yirmiyah. But the same shot, that Shmuel is the one that says, Ein Halach Rabbi Moina, and Rav is the one that said, Halach Rabbi Moina. Yeah. Rav Beve Masna Yipcha. Rav Beve learned the opposite way. That Rav Oma Ein Halach Rabbi Moina. Rav is the one that says, no, we do not paskin like Rabbi Moina. That means even though you have a big hefsek in between, you wait your 20 minutes in between, still you do not have to read the Megillah over again, you could be yotzei the Megillah. O Shmuel Amar Shmuel is the one that says, halacha k'Rabbi Moina, yes, we paskin like Rabbi Moina. That if you read the Megillah, you read five prokim, and then you took a 20 minute break, the time that it will take you to finish the whole Megillah, the halacha is you have to start over again. So Amar Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef says, you know what you should do? Noko to Rav Bevi Biyodecha. You should keep the way Rav Bevi said. He is the equal one. That Rav said, Ein Halacha, and Shmuel is the one that was Choshed Lechumra for the Yochid to say you have to start over again. Now Rav Bevi is right. Why? The Shmuel who the Chayish Lechidoi. Because Shmuel we know a few times, he's always Chayish for Shita for Yochid. He's Chayish Lechumra for Yochid. So comes out good where Rav Bevi said that Shmuel is the one that passed like Rabbi Moina. to say that if you do have this interval in between, you have to be choisev again. Where do we see that Shmuel paskins like a yochid, like a single person? The Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah Yevamis like this. Shemeris Yavim. A Shemeris Yavim means that the brother died, one brother died, that Allah is that all the other brothers have a mitzvah Yibum to marry his wife. So his wife, the Almana, right now she's called the Yavama. So Shemeris Yavim means she's waiting for the other brothers to come to do something to her. Either to make Chalitza on her, or else to make Yibum on her. Now in between, Shekidish Ochid Esachoysa, that one of the brothers now married her sister. So again, there were three brothers, let's say Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. And Reuven was married to Rachel, let's say. And now Reuven died. So now Shimon went ahead and did not marry Rachel, but instead married Leah. He married Rachel's sister. So what's the halacha? The halacha really right now, he can't do that. Because there's a halacha of Yibum. That means there's Zikas Yibum. That means when Reuven died, so his wife now, Rachel, has a din zika, she has a mixas kedusha to all the other brothers. She's a little bit married to the other brothers, that's called zika. And therefore they have the halacha either to give a chalitza, or else to be miyavim her. So since the other brothers, Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda, are a little bit like married now to Rachel, so when Shimon went ahead and married Levi, he wasn't allowed to do it. Like really the kedusha shouldn't be chal, because you're not allowed to marry your wife's sister. Your wife's sister is an heir to you. So what do we do in such a case now, that the brother went ahead and married her sister? What should we do? Is it said like this, Mishum Rabbi Yehuda ben Mesei Romru, Oimrim Loi Hamtin, we tell him, wait, Shimon, don't make Kenisa, don't live with your wife now, don't live with her sister. Acheyasu Achicha Agodo Maisa, wait until your older brother first makes Chalitza, or Yibim, with Rachel, with the wife that your brother died, that your brother's wife. So therefore, when he makes Chalitza, he takes off the Kedusha from all the other brothers. So now Shimon has nothing to do with Rachel. Therefore, now Shimon is allowed to take his wife Leah and live with her. That's the Yetzer. You have to wait until first the older brother makes Chalitza, and then you can live with your wife. And Omar Shmuel said also like this, Halacha Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira. We all like Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira. So you see, Shmuel is chayshid, chayish for shita se yochid, so we also, it's a svar that said that Shmuel paskins, like Rabbi Moina, to say that you have to be chayzi if you have such a big interval. Let's see, Rashi says, Shemeris Yavim, mitzapa liyavama, or mit, in the case where the brother died, and his wife now is waiting for somebody to be miyavma, or mitzvah begadol liyabim, the mitzvah is for the oldest brother, lakatchila, to make the yibum. If another brother does it, it's also good. But the Ketchila of the older brother should do it. Ubo Echod Menachem, now one of the other brothers, Shimon and Levi, the Kiddush Esachoyster Sheyivama, instead of making Yibum with Rachel, they went to marry Leah, her sister. Acha Shenofla Yivama Lefneim, after the brother already died, that there's a mitzvah Yibum, the one brother went to marry the sister. So to live with her now, he's not allowed to, because he has Diko from the other sister, so it's like his wife's sister. So Shmuel Zav Yehuda said, "Oymim loy hamtin milch noisa. You Shimon, wait until you marry your wife now. Wait, at sheyasa chicha godomaisa. The Yevimtoy, wait till your big older brother will do something to the Yevama, do something to Rachel. Oy lachlesa liyabin, either will give a chalitza, or else he'll be miyabna. Avol biyoda Yevama lefnei kulon." But when before anybody does anything to her, when your brother's wife is just staying there, lachloy tzaliyabim, that we have to do something, harehi l'cholechot kishtoim. That's called zika. That your brother's wife right now is like to all of you, a little bit like your wife. Ayidei zikas yibum. That's the mitzvah called zikas yibum. So when your brother dies, she's zikuk, she's attached now to all the other brothers. That one of the brothers has to make either chalitza or yibum on her. But until they do that, she's a little bit attached to all of them, and it's called like she's married to all of them. And therefore, the osa b'achoisoi, all of them are osa to marry her sister. Mishum achoisishe, it's like your wife's sister. The iksava yezikuk, because we know now when your brother died, his wife is called attached to all the brothers. That's called yezika. Zika means right now you're attached to her, until one of the brothers make yibam or chalitza. Hafilu betray, even if you have two brothers alive now, the Choshchein bechad, and for sure if there's only one brachom. No, please give Rabbanan lay over there, the Rabbanan argue, beyond what they say. Hoyulish Neyakame, since there are two brothers there, ain't the cost of your cheddar's lios metelis al echonen, lios kishtoy, and mutter vechaisay. The Rabbanim there say no. Since there are two brothers alive, so the wife, your brother's wife that died, she, the Yavama, she's only Zaka to one of the two. So now if one of the two brothers got married to a sister, we'll say that brother's not going to make Yibum, and the Zik was on to the other brother. So the Rabbanim say you're allowed to stay married to your wife. But if Yehuda says no, so there we see that Shmuel Paskins like Reb Yehuda, you see Shmuel Paskins like a Yochid. So here also it's a Svarah to say, he also, Shmuel also Paskins like Yochid here, he Paskins like Rabbi Meina, that you have to be Chayzer. Even though the Lacha is not like that, even though there we pass like Reb Yehuda, and here not, so vice versa you have to say is, in the Derisa is Machmir, here it's only with the Rabbonin, in the Rabbonin by Mikra Megillah, he's a Mekel. Alright, turn over. Yes. But Tana Rabbonim, look like this. Hishmit bo Sofer Oisiyos. If when you wrote the Megillah, the Sofer left out some words in the Megillah, your Megillah is missing some words. Oif Sukin, or else the Megillah is missing a whole Pasuk. The Koran HaKoira, and the whoever read the Megillah read it. Kimeturgim HaMetargim, Yotza. Like in Matagim, Mitaki Yotza, even though Rashi means Alpeh, because if you read it Alpeh, you read from the Megillah, most of the Megillah, and then one or two Psukim were missing, those two Psukim you read Alpeh, the Locha is Yotza. That's what it says in the Braisa. For the Marmesva, I have a kash on you. It says the Locha, Hoya bo Oisiyos Matushtoshes. If the Oisiyos were like dirty, it had dirt on it, or in Makuroyos, or else they were ripped, the Oisiyos were ripped, or Rishumim Nikr. It depends like this. Im Rishumim Nikr, even though Matatosh means a little bit dirty. But if you could tell the original Ksav is still there, Kshera. V'yimlav Sula. But if the original Ksav, you can't tell, doesn't look like it's there anymore. As Matatosh is like so ripped out already, so rubbed out already, you can't even tell the original Ksav, it's like a Sula. So you see, if the Megillah is missing some words, it's Sula. And before we said, even though it's missing, still it's Kasha. So what says like Kasha? Ho bekula ha b'miktsasa. When do we say it's psula if the whole Megillah is that way? If the whole Megillah is like rubbed out, so it's very hard to see what's there. If it's not Nikah, the Rishuma, the original Ksav, you can't notice it there, then talk it's possible. We're talking about most of the Megillah is written good, you can see it. Just a few psukim are missing, then it's still kosher. Tana Rabbonin. Hishmit bo ha-kore posik echad. Let's say the Kura, not the Megillah was missing, but the one that was laying the Megillah skipped the Pasuk. Hishmet bo akara Pasuk echad. The one that was laying the Megillah skipped the Pasuk. Is lo yeim, a person shouldn't say, ekru es kula, let me finish reading the rest of the Megillah. V'yachakach ekru oisei Pasuk. And then I'll go back, I'll make an X in my Megillah, which Pasuk I missed. When I get finished here in the Megillah, I'll go back to that Pasuk and say it over again. Nothing doing. That's called Karla Mafreya, the Mishnah said is no good. Elo, what do you have to do? Koira meyoyse posik v'ilch. Right then and there, if you missed the posik, right then and there you have to stop and say the posik over again and continue onwards. The same way, nichnas lebeit hakneset, somebody comes into shul, u'motza tziba shekaro chetya. You came by the time he's holding my parak vav already. He already finished half the Megillah already. Is lo yoyim, you shouldn't say, ekra chetya matziba. Let me hear the last half of the Megillah. I'll hear this first, the last half. The Yachakach et Ekra Chetzio. And then I'll read over again the first half for myself later. That's also no good. That's called the Mafreya, you're not Yoitzu. Elo, what do you have to do? Koroisa mitchilasa v'yatsoife. You sit down now and read the Megillah from the beginning until the end, and don't chaprain or shortcuts to hear the end first, and then the beginning, that's no good. You have to hear straight from the beginning until the end. Misnam name Yotzer. Mishnah says if you're dozing off and hear the Megillah, still you Yotzer. Hechi domi misnam name. What does it mean you're dozing off? Omer Ravashi. Nim v'loy nim. You're sleeping but not sleeping. Tir v'loy tir. You're up and you're not up. You're like dozing off. The korolei, if they call to you v'yoni, you'll answer them. Omer v'loy yodi la'adure svara. And they'll ask you for a svara, so for some reasoning, if they'll ask you a problem, you won't be able to answer the answer. You're a little dozing off. But they remind you though, come on, you remembered the answer yesterday. If they remind you, then you get the answer. So that's what it means, you're like dozing off. If you're dozing off, it's still called you're up. And if you hear the Megillah dozing off, you're Yotzer. But it's a dangerous situation. Because when you're dozing off, all you need is for 1 second to fall asleep, and you're not Yotzer.
So it's not kedai to be dozing off, but if you're dozing off those time and listen to every word, you are yotze.
If you were writing the Megillah, the Mishnah says, or else Darsha, you were giving a drasha about the Megillah, or Magia, you were fixing up the Megillah, you Magia, you're fixing what's missing in the Megillah, in Chivan Liba Yotze, the Mishnah says, if it happens to be you're doing this on Purim during the time to hear the Megillah, and you're doing this, so if you have Kavanah now, you have in mind to be Yotze, the Mitzvah's Yotze, you could be Yotze Kriyas the Megillah by doing this. But the more Hechidami, how are we talking about? What is the Mishnah talking about? If you just put in the psukim together, the cost of law, and you're just writing it, you're not saying anything, you're just writing the psukim of the Megillah. Why does it help that you have kavona? Alpel, it's alpel, like you're not reading it. Either come the start of psukim, so you just put the psukim together, the cost, and you write it down, so it's called that pen, means you didn't say anything. You don't have a kriyas Megillah. Ella, the cost of psukim, they correlate. It's all about, no, you write down taka pasuk by pasuk, but the correlate, you also speak it out, you also read the Megillah. Fred Gemara, mi yotz, in such a case, are you yotzim? The Yom Rabbi Chelba, Yom Rav Choma Bagruya, Yom Rav, halokha kedivri yoyim akula. The Yalachra, the demand of Yamakula, that you have to hear the whole Megillah from the beginning until the end. So here Pasha means he's just writing a few psukim. And the few psukim he's writing, he's speaking out. So true, he's reading a few psukim. But you're not Yotze, you have to be Yotze reading the whole Megillah. Not only a few psukim. So Rashi. Halacha Gedibri Yamakula, Sarach Likris, you have to read the whole Megillah. From where is the least amount of the Megillah that you could read and be yotze the mitzvah? You have to read the whole Megillah. If you just start reading from Mishyudi, also you yotze. So for the Gemara, I, Reb Chelba Paskin, that you have to read the whole Megillah. The Gemara, even according to the Mandiyama, Meish Yehudi, that you could be out to the mitzvah just by reading from Ish Yehudi onwards of a Tzricha Shetek Suva Kula. But you have to have the whole Megillah written in front of you. Like you have to read it from a Kashra Megillah. And here you're only writing a few psukim, so how are you out to the mitzvah here? So Marin says, Ela de Mancha Megillah Kamei. We're talking about he had a Kashra Megillah in front of him. The Kori La Mina Psuka Psuka. And he's reading from the Kashra Megillah Psukim, the Kosav law. And then he's writing it over on a new Megillah. So true, he's writing Psukim on a new Megillah, but not that he's only writing a few or has the Psukim here right now. He's reading it from the Kashra Megillah. And after he reads the Pusik, then he's writing it down. So Kitsa, the Kree, he read the whole Megillah from the Kashra Megillah, therefore everything is good. So Chuz Gemara says now, that's the Pshat. Leima Mesailei L'Rabba Barbachona. Let's bring a proof to Rabba Barbachona. The Yom Rabba Barbachona, he says on Rabbi Yechanan, Oso Lichtov Ois Achash Leimin Eksav. If you go to write down a Megillah or a Sefer Torah, a Sefer is not allowed to write it by pen. You have to only write down the Megillah looking at another Megillah. You have to like copy it over from another Megillah in order to make sure you're not making a mistake. That's a locha, Sefer has to copy it from another ksav. So that's what we're talking about here also, telling me now. That even though he's writing pasuk by pasuk, he's talking about that he has another kosher Megillah in front of him. And he's reading over, like reading the pasuk by pasuk, and writing it over. So you're bringing me a proof, you have to have the Megillah in front of you. So Mara says, no, Dilma is the Yisramoy la Yisramoy. It's not a proof that you have to be done. Maybe that's the story here. It happened to be that this Sefer was writing it over from another Megillah. But maybe not that you have to do it. The Rashi says, Le'olam could be mutar lichtov b'loy hetik. Maybe you are allowed to write a Megillah without copying another copy in front of you. O Masdisin here, the Yisramoy la Megillah. We're talking about a case that happened to be a story that he had another Megillah in front of him. O Matik Nemenu, and he was copying it from that Megillah. That's the Chiddush. That even though he's only going to read over to write the Megillah, but if he has Kavanah now while he's reading and writing the Megillah to be Yotze the Mitzvah, he can also be Yotze the Mitzvah. But not that you have to have another Aksav, another Megillah in front of you. Now, Gufa, we learned just before, Omer Rabba Babachona, Omer Rabbi Yechanon, also lichtov ois achash lemin exav. Now, a cipher is not allowed to write down even one word of a Megillah unless he has another Megillah to copy it from. To make sure you're spelling it right, to make sure it's the right word, you have to have the other copy in front of you. Nicely, I have a kasher on this. Omer Rabbi Shimon ben Elozer, Ma'isab Rabbi Meir, once happened a story with Rabbi Meir, Sheholach li'aber shona. He was going once to meet the Talmid, to meet the Chachomim, to make an extra month to the year. La'aber shona, to make the year in Ibiyah. Abiyasiya Nasiya, so Yehoyeshua Megillah, they didn't have a Megillah there. And vice versa, came Purim, and they wanted to read the Megillah. Because usually the Ibiyah you make during Adar, because you have to make Adar Sheni. So usually around that time, they're being Isaac and making the Ibiyah. So they didn't have a Megillah. Because for Meliboy, his mama sat down in his lathe and wrote a whole Megillah by heart, and then he used it. So you see, you are allowed to write a whole Megillah down without copying it. Rabbi Rabbi Avu, Rabbi Avu says, Shani Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Meir is the Kasha and Helik Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Meir is different. To make him bear Rabbi Meir as a special siyat of the Shemaya, the Yafa Pecho, Yashiru Negdechem. That his eyelids will like lead him the right way. In other words, Rabbi Meir was different. Remei Nukol Tarkulu Nishal Akim, he has like the Megillah written in front of his nose. For him to write it up there, that's okay. But not for a normal person. Omar Le Romi Bar Chomel Rabbi Yirmiya. Midifti. Mai V'yafa Fecho Yashiru. What does it mean, Negdech? What does the positive mean? Omar Le Elo Divrei Torah. This is Divrei Torah. That's Mamashin. That would lead him. His learning Torah leads him to put him in the right path. See, the positive says, boy, Hasoyif Einecho Boy V'yenenu. Like, don't lead your eyes away from it. Leave your eyes there. Let your eyes lead you in learning Torah. Even so, Mishurim Heim at 8. Mishurim Heim. Mishurim Heim. Eitzer Rabbi Meir. Eitzer Rabbi Meir, it was pure. Meir himself, like, had everything. Rashi's quote, he saw if anech Rashi says by venenu, im tichpul anech mimenu, if you take your eyes away from it, harayi mishtakach mimcho, carifayim. The apostle said, if you take, he saw if anech boy, if you take your eyes away from Torah, venenu, you're not going to have it. So of course that's the kasha. That the kasha is, that when does Torah lead you when you're learning Torah? But this man, you don't have the Torah in front of you, you're not learning, you'll forget it. So how could Rameh write the Torah? So Maria says, "Afid Megillah, Afid Ochi, Yisharim Ayim Eitzer Rabbi Meir." But Rabbi Meir, it was straight, even though he didn't have a Megillah in front of him. Rabbi Meir, his Madrega, he knew the Megillah claw. He was able to write it by here. Rav Chizda asked the Chayyim Rav Chanano. Rav Chizda once found Rav Chanano that because of Svarim Shlomim Eksav, he was also writing Svarim down, not copying it from the other sefer, just writing it by here. Is Omalei Ruya Kola Torah Kulu Likosav Apich? I'm asking 100%. You could sit down now and write the whole Torah Bapeh. I don't doubt it. But why are you doing it though? Elakach Omru Chachamin. This is the way we learned Halacha. That also Lichtov Oisachash Tomin Eksav. That is also you're not allowed to write down now a sefer without having another sefer in front of you. Now, Midikoma Kola Torah Kula Ruya Shetichtav Apicha. Since he said that we know you're such a person, that he found Rav Chanano, and he said to Rav Chanano, Avadli, you're a person that knows Kol Torah Kula, clearly Balpeh, backwards and forwards, Michlaad Yimishorim Emetzloi, Smashma, by you, you knew the Torah in front of you, and still what he has a taina, Rav Chizda a taina to Rav Chanano, how come you're doing it? So the question is, what did he have wrong? Why did he ask the question of Chanano for Rabbi Meir? I, Rabbi Meir, the Meister before, Rabbi Meir also wrote, the Megillah Balpeh. So you see, if you're such a person that's Mamish Mishorim, it's black and white in front of you, the memory is so great, you are allowed to write it. So Mura says, no, Shasat Chak Shani, don't bring your eye from Remeya. Remeya, there the case was, there was no Megillah around there. So Shasat Chak, he was stuck. He didn't have a way out. So when you have no way out, then you're allowed to write the Megillah via that Madrega. Madregan Chananel was writing Svarim, he could have had other Svarim around. So that's what Chizda taught him. It's not right to write the Svarim Balpeh, even though you know it so clearly. Since you could find other Svarim, you're supposed to copy it and not write it from your own memory. Just Rameya was Shasat Chakshani. Abaye Shori Lidevei Barchovoy. Lemichta Tfilon Mezuzah Shlom Eksav. Abaye was Mato, the people of Bechovoy, they were suffering to write Tfilon Mezuzah Shlom Eksav. Tfilin and mezuzahs are different. These you're allowed to write, even though you don't have another ksav in front of you, you can write about there. Is Kaman, who does Abaye go like? Kiho Tana, what is Tana? The Tanya we learned. Rabbi Meir Oimer Mishum Rabbeinu. Tfilin and mezuzahs nechtovo shlom and ksav. Tfilin and mezuzahs, your sofer is allowed to write, even though he's not copying it. He can write about there. V'yein tzricha shirtut. Another loch is you don't have to have shirtut. You don't have to scratch out lines on the parchment before you start to write it. The Yilchasa, the Aloch Rizdom, Tfilin ain't Tzricha Shirtet. Tfilin Taka does not need Shirtet. But Mezuzah Tzricha Shirtet. But Mezuzah does need Shirtet. You have to first scratch out on the parchment lines before you start writing it. So Rashi says, Yilchasa means, Kach Aloch L'Mosh Mitzinai. This is the Aloch L'Mosh Mitzinai. That Tfilin does not need Shirtet, and Mezuzah does need Shirtet. And Idi V'Idi Nechtov Shlom Eksav. Both of them, Tefillin and Mezuzos, you're allowed to write down a sefer could write it, even though he's not copying it over from another Eksav. My time, why? Migras Kriyson. Because these things everybody knows clearly. Since Parshas Kriyishma everybody says, and the Parshas of Tefillin also everybody says, everybody knows it, so Parshas like that, that's Shogav Apiv, everybody knows it, then you're allowed to write it down, even Ba'peh. That's what you have to copy over from, is things that you don't know it 100% clearly. Then we're afraid maybe you make a mistake. But something that sure the piakul, everybody knows it, then we're not afraid you make a mistake. But then the Mishnah says, Hoy suksuva b'sam. If the Megillah is written b'sam, a type of paint, yiz lo yotzi, not yotzi. Versus sam, soma, type of a paint. Sikra, what does sikra mean? The Mishnah says, also it's no good. Amarabah v'avachona, sikra to, shmo. That's the name, another type of a paint. Type of it, Russian Sikrator Svayadim, a red dye. Shed Soyvim Boyz Rison. They paint their windows with it, their shades with it. The type of a red dye. Kumus, what does kumus mean? Kuma, type of a gum. Kant.